Islam in daily life. Friday is the most excellent and distinguished day in the sight of Allah, on account of six merits associated with it. Firstly, it is the day on which the Muslims the world over assemble together at central places in their habitations for the purpose of Allah's remembrance, which is followed by the great congregational prayer. It is for this reason that the Holy Prophet has described Friday as the Eid day of the Muslims. In the pre-Islamic days of ignorance, the Arabs called it the Urban Day. It began to be called Jummah, which is an Islamic term, after it was appointed as the day of the Muslim people's assemblage. The Jews had fixed Saturday for ritual worship, for according to them, they had been delivered on that day by Allah from the bondage of the Pharaoh. As against this, the Christians chose Sunday for the purpose, though it was neither prescribed by Prophet Jesus nor mentioned in the Gospels. The Christians believe that after the crucifixion, Jesus rose from the grave and went up to heaven on Sunday. In 321 AD, the Roman Emperor declared it as a holiday by an official decree. Islam set aside both Saturday and Sunday, and as a mark of distinction from the two communities, adopted Friday for the congregational service and prayer. As for the other five merits of Friday, the Holy Prophet said, Friday is the most excellent and distinguished day among the days of the week in the sight of Allah, so much so that it excels both Eid al-Fitr day and Eid al-Adha day, on account of the following five merits. The first, that Allah created Adam on Friday. The second, he sent him to the earth on this day as his vice-regent. The third, that Adam died on Friday. The fourth, there is a blessed hour on Friday during which a person is granted by Allah anything lawful and good that he prays for. And the fifth, resurrection will take place on Friday. That is why everything in the heavens and the earth, including God's most favorite angels, and mountains and rivers, etc., stand in awe of Friday. The Holy Prophet has also said, We came to the world last of all, but on the day of judgment we shall be the first to enter paradise. The Jews and the Christians were given the book of guidance before us, and we after them. They were enjoined to revere Friday, but they differed regarding this. Allah favored us with His grace to adhere to His command. Thus, they have been left behind. The Jews revere the next day, Saturday, and the Christians the day following that, Sunday. The whole Prophet's practice was that he should start getting ready for Friday from the night preceding it, that is, Thursday night, and would say, The night before Friday is a white night, and Friday is a bright day. Imam Ghazali says, Only the believer is graced with the blessings and benefits of Friday, who looks forward for it most anxiously and eagerly, and wretched is the negligent one who is least interested in it, and who does not even know in the morning which day has dawned. The Friday prayer had become obligatory even before the Holy Prophet's migration to Medina, though he could not enjoin it on the Muslims on account of the highly unfavorable conditions prevailing then at Mecca. However, when the Muslims started migrating to Medina, the Prophet sent a written instruction to Musab bin Umayyah, their leader, to the effect, Seek nearness to Allah with two rakahs of prayer on Friday, when the sun has passed over the meridian. Having received this instruction, Musab offered the first Friday prayer at Medina with 12 followers. According to Ka'b bin Malik, and Ibn Sirin, even before this, the Ansar of Medina, had agreed mutually to observe a congregational prayer on one day in the week. For this purpose, they had selected Friday, avoiding the Sabbath of the Jews and Sunday of the Christians. And Asad bin Zurara had led the first Friday prayer, a bayada, in Medina, with 40 followers. On the occasion of the migration, the Holy Prophet stayed at Qubba, a suburb of Medina, for 4 days. On the fifth day, which was a Friday, he left for Medina and observed the first Friday prayer in congregation on the way at the place of Bani Salim bin Auf. Friday prayer is obligatory, and this is supported by the Quran, the Sunnah, and the consensus of the Muslims. It occupies an important place among the distinctive features of Islam. The Quran says, O believers, when you hear the call to the Friday prayer, hasten to the remembrance of Allah and leave your trading. This is better for you only if you know it. Here, remembrance means the Friday sermon and the congregational service, and hastening implies that one should make necessary preparations for it and attend the mosque promptly. This unusual stress throws light on the unique importance of the Friday prayer. The other prayers can be offered without the congregation, and if missed, can be offered later also, but not so the Friday prayer. It is conditioned upon the congregation, and if missed, cannot be offered later. Therefore, as soon as the call for it is given, the believers are commanded to leave their business and trading and hasten to the mosque for the remembrance of Allah. The fact is that the remembrance of Allah for a little while and bowing and prostrating oneself before Him, along with the congregation, in full consciousness, yields eternal benefits for man far greater in value and worth than the temporary and meager material gains that he craves for in the world. The Holy Prophet has said, the Friday congregational prayer is obligatory for every Muslim, except the slave, the woman, the child, and the sick. Another prophetic tradition says, the Friday prayer is obligatory on every person who believes in Allah and the Last Day. The one who ignores it on account of sport or fun or trade and business will be ignored by Allah, who is pure and self-sufficient. Still another tradition warns us how spiritually fatal and undesirable it is to miss the Friday prayer. The name of the person who abandons the Friday prayer without a genuine reason will be recorded as a hypocrite in the book, the preserved tablet, whose writings can neither be scraped out nor tampered with. I wish I could appoint someone as imam in my place, the Prophet is reported to have said, and should go and set fire to the houses of the people who stay back at home and neglect the Friday prayer, thus emphasizing the utmost importance of the Friday prayer. And with that, we reach the conclusion of our program for today, prepared by Dr. Saeed Al-Nabi.